At the top of the news this Sunday evening, Pope Benedict XVI baptized 13 newborn children in the Sistine Chapel this Sunday morning, continuing a tradition begun during the pontificate of his predecessor, the servant of God, Pope John Paul II. The Sistine Chapel baptisms are a special way of marking the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, which we celebrate this Sunday. In his homily, Pope Benedict said, "In baptism, heaven opens itself to us, just as the heavens opened above the Lord following his own baptism in the River Jordan."
E così anche in questo momento il cielo è aperto sopra i nostri bambini collegati con Gesù in questo momento per il sacramento del battesimo.
The Holy Father also encouraged the parents and godparents of the newly baptized infants to be their educators in the faith by offering them instruction and example in Christian living.
Siate per loro i primi educatori nella fede, offrendo insieme con gli insegnamenti anche gli esempi di una coerente vita cristiana.
Children wailed and cried out in the frescoed chapel as the Holy Father addressed the small gathering of parents, godparents, children, and other relatives. But the babies were quiet when the Pope poured holy water over their heads in ministering the sacrament to them.
Io ti battezzo nel nome del Padre, e del Figlio, e dello Spirito Santo.
Following the festive Sistine Chapel Mass, Pope Benedict went to his window in the Apostolic Palace where he prayed the Angelus with thousands of pilgrims who braved the chill and drizzle of Rome to be with him on the feast day.
Cari fratelli e sorelle,
in remarks before the Angelus prayer, the Holy Father said, "In baptism we are committed to listening to Jesus, to believing him, and to following him. We are committed to accepting his teachings and doing his will."
L'impegno che scaturisce dal battesimo è pertanto quello di ascoltare Gesù.
The Holy Father said, "Each one of us can in this way tend toward holiness, which is the goal of all the baptized."
La volontà di Dio. È in questo modo che ciascuno di noi può tendere alla santità.
Pope Benedict invoked the intercession of Mary in order that all of us might be ever faithful to our own baptism.
Vocazione di tutti i battezzati. Ci aiuti Maria, la madre del figlio prediletto di Dio, ad essere sempre fedeli al nostro battesimo. Angelus Domini, nunziavit Mariae.
After the Angelus prayer, the Holy Father addressed the pilgrims in many languages, including English.
Today's liturgical celebration of the baptism of the Lord reminds us that through faith and baptism, all humanity is called to share in the life of God revealed in Jesus Christ, the Eternal Son. May this mystery of light inspire all of us to live fully the new life of grace bestowed upon us at our baptism and to be faithful witnesses of Christ before the world. God bless you and your families.